Bridge is now up 636 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lawrence Old Fashioned Christmas Parade, parading down Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, Saturday, December 6th, 11 a.m. More information at lawrencechristmasparade.org. A gentle and somber sound, provided by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Herbert von Karajan, with Intermezzo from Suor Angelica, Sister Angelica, from Puccini, here on Kansas Public Radio. Some more classical music for your Friday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you. And coming up in this noon hour, pianist Andrei Gavrilov plays a Chopin ballad. We'll hear as well from Joshua Bell, performing with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, with a great poem for violin and orchestra by Ernest Chausson. We have those and other classical delights in store for us as the afternoon rolls on. Thanks for being with us today on a Friday afternoon. The new German Chamber Academy brings us our next performance. It's music from the great Luigi Boccherini, the great Italian composer of the 18th century whose music flourished in the court of King Charles III of Spain and various other European courts. We'll hear Symphony No. 2 in E-flat major, conductor Johannes Goritzky in the new German Chamber Academy next on Kansas Public Radio. Symphony No. 2 in E-flat major, composed by Luigi Boccherini and performed today by the new German Chamber Academy, led by Johannes Goritzky on Kansas Public Radio. 1 minute now before 12:30, and we are about 10 minutes away from hearing from violinist Joshua Bell and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with a wonderful poem for violin and orchestra by Ernest Chausson, still to come on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theatre Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at theaterlawrence.com. And Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays in the Maselli's Lounge with the Jazz Cigarettes for a night of music and cocktails. The show begins 7:30 p.m., Friday, November 28th. Tickets at Maselli'sOnline.com. On the KU campus, it is 49 degrees, today high around 51, and we have a 40% chance of some additional showers throughout the afternoon. By tonight, 20% chance of rain and a low of 38 degrees. We'll enjoy a bit of Chopin next. Pianist Andrei Gavrilov is here, and he'll perform Ballad No. 4 in F minor on Kansas Public Radio. Ballad No. 4 in F minor, music by Chopin, as played by pianist Andrei Gavrilov on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:40, 20 minutes until our next NPR News update. KPR's Big Band Christmas is a holiday gift to the community with music by the KC Jazz Orchestra. It'll be on Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. If you love a party, the Big Band Christmas is for you. Tickets are on sale at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster. A Big Band Christmas is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. Next on KPR is the perhaps the masterpiece of French composer Ernest Chausson, of the 19th century. This is music for violin and orchestra that he wrote in 1896. At the time, in response to a request from the Belgian violinist Eugène Higet to write a violin concerto. Now, Higet was considered one of the finest violinists in history, and Chausson felt a little intimidated about writing a concerto to display his virtuosity and prowess. Apparently, his solution to the conundrum was to call the piece something other than a concerto. And what he came up with was the poem for violin and orchestra, which we'll hear played next by Joshua Bell and the Royal Philharmonic, led by Andrew Litton, on KPR. The poem for violin and orchestra, composed in 1896 by Ernest Chausson. Joshua Bell and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with conductor Andrew Litton, today on Kansas Public Radio. More classical music following the news.
Sunday morning on Kansas Public Radio.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted in this instance by the composer of the music, Peter Boyer, contemporary American composer, and his Celebration Overture, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome once again. It's Friday, and that's as good a reason as any to celebrate. I'm Jeff Watson, and some more classical music for a Friday afternoon is on the way. The Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra joining us a bit later. We've got a concerto for two harps from one Elias Parish Alvars. Quite lovely, and you'll hear that in just a bit on Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services, from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. Next on KPR, we have some music from a composer born in Caracas, Venezuela in the late 19th century, one Reynaldo Hahn. Venezuelan by background, but he's considered mainly a French composer, as he spent most of his life growing up in Paris, where he attended the Paris Conservatory and even learned some key points of the art of music from Stravinsky himself. What we'll hear is chamber music he wrote in 1946, his piano quartet in G major. We'll listen next to the Gabrielli Quartet on KPR. Composed in 1946, Piano Quartet in G from composer Reynaldo Hahn. And a performance today by the Gabrielli Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. 1:36 now, and at the top of the hour, news from NPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Very glad you could join us on a Friday afternoon. Tomorrow afternoon, Destiny is your host with Classics by Request, the show where you pick the playlist. Go to kansaspublicradio.org if there's something you'd like to hear. This week, you all must be feeling Out of This World, The Planets, by Gustav Holst, requested quite a few times. And some music to get you in the Thanksgiving mood by Aaron Copland. Destiny has that and more tomorrow, from 1 to 4 p.m. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. The Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra has our next performance, and it's music from an English composer born in 1808, one Elias Parrish Alvars. The harp was his instrument, and in 1836 he became the first harp with the Vienna Opera. What we'll listen to is a concerto of his for two harps and orchestra, the Polish Radio Symphony and harpists Catherine Michel and Xavier Demastri. Next for you on Kansas Public Radio. From the 19th century English harpist and composer Elias Parrish Alvars, a concerto for two harps and orchestra, performed by the Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra. Catherine Michel, our harpist, along with Xavier Demastri on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. and stay tuned for another wonderful hour of classical music.
On All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, hosting Lawrence authors Addison Black, Judith Reutman, Joe Harrington, Will Averill, and Kent Smith in store this November. More information at ravenbookstore.com/events.
Baba, NPR News, Gaza City.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. In a comfortable place with the music of George Friedrich Handel and the arrival of the Queen of Sheba from Solomon. The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you once again. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on a Friday afternoon, and between now and 3 p.m., we've got for you a performance of the Musicians of Chamber Music, Palm Beach, Florida, with Obads, Day Pieces, from composer Edouard Lalo. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra as well, and we'll bring in Autorino Respighi and one of his great Roman suites, Roman festivals, all a part of things here on KPR, where support for classical music comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu. We'll spend time next with the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin and conductor Ricardo Chailly. From the great romantic Austrian composer Anton Bruckner, we'll enjoy a concert overture in G on Kansas Public Radio. Music by composer Anton Bruckner, a concert overture in G minor, performed by the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, led by conductor Ricardo Chailly. The time is 2:20. Still to come, in about 10 minutes' time, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, with Roman Festivals, one of three great Roman suites from Autorino Respighi, along in just a bit, on a Friday afternoon. Coming up this evening, something I want to let you know about real quick. A free recital by the William Baker Festival Singers is happening this evening at 7:30 p.m. at the Church of the Nativity at 3800 West 119th Street in Leawood, Kansas. A free concert with donations encouraged that will benefit Catholic Charities of Northeast Kansas. A free one-hour concert tonight featuring classics and spirituals by Kansas City's beloved a cappella choir, the William Baker Festival Singers, tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Church of the Nativity in Leawood, Kansas. You can find out all the details at festivalsingers.com. www.gazacitytoday.org. And whether you plan to be out attending that concert or whatever, take note that could be a bit of a chilly evening tonight with a low of 38 degrees and a 20% chance of showers. For tomorrow, we'll have a bit of a foggy morning, becoming sunny on Saturday, a high of 58, and temperatures into the 60s by Sunday. We'll hear from next the musicians of chamber music Palm Beach, Florida, with a pair of obads. You probably heard of the Nocturne, a piece meant either to be performed in the evening or to evoke an evening vibe. The obad is its opposite, a day piece. Two obads by composer Edouard Lalo next. The chamber music Palm Beach, Florida performers on Kansas Public Radio. Musicians of chamber music Palm Beach, Florida, with two obads, day pieces, music by French composer Edouard Lalo, here on Kansas Public Radio. About 2:32 now, and at 3 o'clock it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. At 3 o'clock, of course, we'll have All Things Considered from NPR News for you. Later on tonight, Film Music Friday gets going at 7 p.m. with Daryl Brogdon. Tonight, it's all music for kings, queens, and presidents. We've got music from The King's Speech, Henry V, Air Force One, and more. It's good to be the king or queen or even the president on Film Music Friday. Tonight from 7 to 9, with your host Daryl Brogdon on Kansas Public Radio. Imagine, if you will, your favorite Christmas carols performed by a swinging band. That's the formula at a Big Band Christmas. KPR's on annual holiday bash with the KC Jazz Orchestra. Tickets on sale now at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster.com. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. We arrive now at a recording of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with conductor Lauren Mazel, organist Anthony Newman in on the fun as well, with one of three great orchestral suites composed in the 1920s by Alderina Respighi. One of three suites that each one of them explored a different aspect of the city of Rome, from its architecture and art to, in this case, the liveliness of its special occasions. We'll hear Roman Festivals on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends that performance by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, led by Lauren Mazel, in their rendition of Respighi's Roman Festivals, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m. now, and with that, time for me to say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Watson. Hope you've enjoyed this afternoon's classical music. Hope you've enjoyed the performances we've had all this week. We'll visit again Monday at noon. Don't forget, though, that Daryl Brogdon has Film Music Friday this evening from 7 to 9. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Cookies with Claws, Saturday, December 6, 10 a.m. to 1, cookie decorating, Santa photos, giraffe feeding, and more. A full list of activities and tickets at topekazoo.org.